Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on Friday, the 22nd of May 2020, the day after Ascension Day. Let's just drop the match. So take a deep breath. We prepare to spend some time with God. Whoops, that wasn't good. Try again. And Stephen's going to lead our service this morning. Over to you, Stephen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us.
And clothe us with power from on high.
Blessed are you, Creator God. To you be praise and glory forever. As your Spirit moved over the face of the waters, bringing light and life to your creation, pour out your Spirit on us today, that we may walk as children of light, and by your grace reveal your presence. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with faithful love and compassion, who satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Was in the beginning, now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. And so as we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And now Anne is going to read the Psalms for us.
Psalm 20. We will call on the name of the Lord our God. May the Lord hear you in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend you, send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your mind. May we rejoice in your salvation and triumph in the name of our God. May the Lord perform all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord will save his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the mighty strength of his right hand. Some put their trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will call only on the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. O Lord, save the King and answer us when we call upon you. We will call on the name of the Lord our God. Merciful God, purify our hearts in the flame of your Spirit and transform our toil into an offering of praise, that we may reject the proud rule of might and trust in Christ alone, for he is our Lord for ever and ever. Psalm 81. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Sing merrily to God our strength, shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Take up the song and sound the timbrel, the tuneful lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon as at the full moon upon our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob, the charge he laid on the people of Joseph when they came out of the land of Egypt. I heard a voice I did not know that said, I eased their shoulder from the burden, their hands were set free from bearing the load. You called upon me in trouble and I delivered you. I answered you from the secret place of thunder and proved you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not worship a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I shall fill it. But my people would not hear my voice, and Israel would not obey me. So I sent them away in the stubbornness of their hearts, and let them walk after their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Then I should soon put down their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would be humbled before him, and their punishment would last forever. For Israel would I feed with the finest wheat, and with honey from the rock would I satisfy them. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Father of mercy, keep us joyful in your salvation and faithful to your covenant. And as we journey to your kingdom, ever feed us with the bread of life, your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
This is going to read our Old Testament reading, which is from Numbers chapter 20, starting at verse 1.
The Israelites, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and against Aaron. The people quarrelled with Moses and said, "Would that we had died when our kindred died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It's no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there's no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes to yield its water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and their livestock." So Moses took the staff from before the Lord, as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Listen, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust me to show my holiness to the eyes of the Israelites, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarrelled with the Lord, and by which he showed his holiness."
We're now going to say the Song of Ezekiel, which follows on the main page.
You sent forth your spirit, O God. Sorry, is that the right one?
No, the one on the main page, without clicking.
Okay. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. Alleluia.
I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole world. Alleluia.
Our New Testament reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, starting at verse 11. Soon afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow, and with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen amongst us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people.
And kindle in us the fire of your love.
All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people.
Renew the face of your creation, Lord, pouring on us the gifts of your Spirit.
And kindle us in us the fire of your love.
For the creation waits with eager longing for the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people and kindle in us the fire of your love.
We're now going to say the Benedictus, which follows on the same page.
Christ has gone up on high and has led captivity captive. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Christ has gone up on high and has led captivity captive. Alleluia.
And now Anne will lead us in prayer.
It's Friday, so we're going to read the blessing prayer. But we'll start with just a moment of intentional prayer of ourselves, dedication. Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. The blessing for the Kingston Magpies and Southmore blessing. Heavenly Father, we take upon ourselves the mantle of authority that Jesus delegates to us, and in his name we speak to every household in Kingston Magpies and Southmore and say, we bless you in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless every person in these villages and across our fields, your life, your home and your family, with all the blessings of the mighty God who planned you and created you. We bless you that you may prosper in every part of life and God's plans may be realized in your lives. May you know health, prosperity and fruitfulness in the works of your hands. We bless St. John the Baptist Church and other places of Christian worship, that it may grow numerically and spiritually. May the Holy Spirit and the Word of God flow out together from you in power, bringing kingdom life. We bless all who come to the church and church events, that you may be welcomed and accepted. And bless everyone in these villages, that they may be convicted of sin, righteousness and judgment, and know the love of God. May they come to salvation by grace through faith. We bless your marriages, that they may be strong and whole. We bless the relationship between each marriage partner, that it may be loving, forgiving, merciful, patient, faithful and strong. We bless your families and friendships, that they may be wholesome, healthy and strong. We bless every intergenerational relationship within each household, that there may be peace, love and understanding flowing between each one. We bless those who live alone and are lonely, that they may know the companionship and peace of Jesus. We bless your health, that you may be strong and well. In Jesus' name, we resist any sickness or disease which seeks to invade these villages. And to every person in these villages, we say, be well, be strong, and be healthy. To any who are sick right now, we say, bless you in Jesus' name with a speedy recovery. Especially, we want to name
Susan Green,
Elizabeth and Andrew, Tanya. Those Paul. Who are isolating, Paul. Yeah.
Joe.
Those who are shielding too. And anyone who's in hospital at this time. We bless you all in Jesus' name with healing and wholeness. We bless your wealth, that you may have plenty, replacing poverty. We bless you to have enough to live and enough to give. We bless your work and every wholesome enterprise conducted by you, that it may prosper and be successful. We bless the grass of the fields, the crops in their seasons, the flocks and herds, that all may be strong and grow throughout the year. We bless all the new houses, that they may be built with care and be safe and happy places for people to live. We bless all new families, that they may settle in and prosper spiritually, physically, relationally and emotionally. We bless John Brandy School, that it may be a secure and safe place for teachers and pupils alike. We bless the children's capacity to learn and develop relationships, and we bless their simple trust in Jesus, that their trust may grow and become enriched. We bless the shops and businesses and all who work here. We bless the hearts of all who live in our villages, that they may be quickened to hear and respond to the voice of the living Lord. We bless every effort in these villages to build your church. We bless all who live and work here, that the overspill of the blessings of the presence of the kingdom of God may fall upon you. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm mindful of the fact that we're extending that blessing to Fifield and Tubney as well, as we're the only online church in the benefice.
Now we say the words of the collect. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, the great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let's say the Lord's Prayer in a contemporary form. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not
into temptation.
Deliver us
from evil.
The kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
May the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the wind. Enjoy being outside, inside, and have a great weekend. Thank you.